DeVoe's call. And that's 21 people this week. 3 people commitment to each call. So that's my goal.
Woohoo! She might want to fill up those her our rep grid.
I'm going to fill up that grid. That's right.
There you go.
And you know, some of these are going to be new people. Some of these people are going to be people that don't know what's going on. They're going to be like new people because they're going to be people that haven't, you know, nobody's paid any attention to them for a while.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's our goal.
All right. Hey, this is exciting. And I think that, you know, when you want to build a business, you've got to set a goal like that. And get people in and get them introduced and get them on auto ship and then get them to see if they want to get income coming. And so they want to get their starter pack and get on the income side if you can. Okay, I have some other exciting news just come right in here. Ann Rooney was on our Platinum call this morning, and she told us about having a bone density test in January 19th of 2005. And so now she has emailed us the results of that test. I even have a picture of her spine on my computer.
Wow!
And so she was reportedly had some osteoporosis, and I haven't been able, I have to go with what she told me because I can't tell exactly what all this says until I have a chance to look at it a little more thoroughly. But they told her they wanted to start taking aspirin and Fosamax, and of course Ann Rooney knows better than to do that, so she didn't. And so that was in January of 2005, so almost 2 years ago. And now on the 19th of November, I think.
Yep, that's what it was.
She had another bone density test, and they told her, and it says on here, bone density is up to 10% below a young normal. So her bone density is almost that of a 25-year-old, I would think.
Wow.
And also, Ann Rooney is 79 years old. Actually, she is 79 years young.
Oh, wow.
That's where her bone density is now. Her, where's that fracture part? Fracture risk is low. There's just no, I mean, there's always a fracture list, but, I mean, if you fall off of top of a roof or something, there's not, it's very low. So, is this awesome or what? And this is after she started taking the Osteodense.
Woo-hoo! And nobody could get anything like that anywhere else.
Oh, we're the only ones that have this and the only ones that have lactoferrin or anything like it. All of these products that we're talking about, you just have to get them from Mekan. And so hearing the story about, we will have those stories on our WIN presentation, and also we will be telling about Dr. Naidu. And so the thing to do is to just get people on these calls and have them listen to them, and then you just keep following up with them and have them bring people, and so you see them, they'll have a business whether they plan it or not.
Wow.
To a lot of people. 80% of the people who are now doing the business came in because of the product, because of the products that we have. Okay, that's the end of the product presentation for this evening. Now let's hear from you guys. I'm finally giving a product presentation. Tina, we're going to start with you.
Oh, you are?
You were first on the call.
Oh, I was? What? I literally was. Well, things have a crazy, crazy week for me. I had family from everywhere, and it's just really been between work and everything else that I've done.
I'll tell you the most exciting thing about me. Let me tell you what I need. The most exciting thing, of course, about Mekan, what do you got in the right-hand column, preferred customer authorship, those kind of people. And what is your goal for this last week in November, and then what is your goal for December? Especially some of the people that you have that you've been lining up.
Well, the most exciting thing that I had this week, I'm talking to a couple people that is really, really interested in doing the business. And one that I signed up, he's He's hoping to bring more people to Yakima as well for Saturday. So I'm really excited about him. He's my new signee that I signed up about 3.5 weeks ago. I don't have anything on the columns. And what I plan to do for next week, for the last week of November, I plan to have two more new people and two more auto ships.
Awesome.
That's my plan for next week. And in December, I plan to have two silvers that I'm going to break.
Awesome. She's out there beating the bushes.
Okay, now, but she's saying next week, so we got to remind people that our month is going to end Friday.
Oh, shoot. Yes,
it is this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's okay, Tina. If anybody can do it, you can. She's got a little hustle and a bustle. She's a pretty active gal.
Yeah, people on auto ship by Friday. Is that what you meant, Mary Lou?
Yeah.
She said two new silvers by the end of December.
Right.
Today's Monday. Let me think what I've got going, the calls I've got to make.
Well, I encourage people to use Ruth's WIN presentations, Tina.
Okay,
yeah.
One of them that we're doing, especially for people who are so busy, is in the noon hour. 12 noon Pacific. I have one. Tomorrow at noon. What?
That's perfect for me, the noon hour, because I come home for lunch.
Okay.
That's usually when I make my phone calls, too.
So, if you can get some made after we get finished here tonight and get some people on tomorrow, get 3 to 6 people on that call.
Okay.
And then on Wednesday, we do a 10 a.m. Pacific. And the reason we have that one is so that we can get the people on in Texas.
Okay.
We'll probably have to line up one for one day for the East Coast. But I haven't done that yet.
Well, there are times I can sneak away from work and do things. So I can try and do that.
Okay. Have the people, the few people you said that you have, a couple of people who want to do the business. That was pretty exciting news. And And I wanted to know if they have seen the WIN and the RRIP program.
One has and one has not yet.
Okay.
But will.
Yeah, get them to listen so that then they can, maybe they'll be more interested in coming on Saturday. And actually, we'll be showing it on Saturday.
Well, that's what I'm excited about as well. Because
10 a.m.
What time? 10 a.m.?
I think 10 a.m.
Okay, so you're doing the breakfast thing, right?
Yeah, but it's not going to start till 10.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Until 10.
Okay.
That's Yakima, Washington, for people who wanted to know. Okay, Tina, this is a great report. I'd like to hear what you've got going. You're out there bustling in between everything. So good job.
Thank you.
Let's go to, where are we going for? Lane Conley.
No.
I didn't write where she is.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, good guess. Okay. Ohio, Elaine.
Yes. My best this past week were two things. I got my pre-bracelet for the retailing incentive for the last quarter, which was neat. And I worked with a family the day before and after Thanksgiving. It's fourth level down for the new leg that started in October, and this young couple gets it. The two children are on sleep system loans, and so are they. And everybody's in insoles, and I'm going to call them tomorrow. This next week coming up, I'm going to be at two wellness previews with new consultants for the past couple weeks, and I have two more networking events. One of them is the Cleveland Women's Journal educational event, and it's on professional presentation and education and networking. The other one is the volunteer group that I go to with Greater Cleveland. I have one new wellness consultant this past week, second level, one new auto ship, and two preferred customers. I'm going to finish the month solidly I still haven't anybody declared for a silver run, but I would like to have two by the end of December.
You need silvers?
Two declared.
Okay,
I haven't found them yet.
All right. Good job. Boy, that's exciting. Boy, look at that one new consultant second level and auto ship and two for three customers. Good job, Elaine.
Thank you. And my goal has been always to get a new consultant every week. I'm targeting four new auto ships every week and then two preferred customers every week. But I'm still looking for the silvers.
Okay. Well, if you can get them to feed into the WIN program, your new people who are on the product to feed in there, they'll probably start bringing people.
Right. And that's what I'm doing, is going back through all of the consultants that are active, because I do have 14 that are active, and I'm going back through with them with the presentation and the calls.
They'll probably bring people, and get them to bring in people, then pretty soon they'll be building a business, and you'll have your silvers.
And even when they didn't want to do it to begin with.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hey, Margaret in Tennessee.
Okay. Well, my report's going to be short. I don't have a great deal to report. For some reason, this was an uneventful or a flat week, so I've got nothing to report on the as far as consultants or preferred customers. But I do think this week looks promising. It sounds more exciting than the last one. I have scheduled some calls that were postponed or rescheduled from last week, and I'm going to participate in at least two, maybe three networking groups. And I should have at least one of my distributors who should commit, I think, to the program tomorrow night. And then I possibly have one that I believe will sign up for authorship. So I think this week looked promising, although last week didn't. I didn't show a lot of success.
Right.
I think that's about it.
All right. Kind of a holiday type of a week.
Yeah.
Margaret, well, I want to ask you, what do you mean one is committing to the program? What do you mean by that?
Okay. I think that one of the one of my distributors will commit to work and become silver.
Really? Awesome.
And when Mary Lou and I get through with her tomorrow night on the freeway, I believe she will.
Really?
I do.
Freeway. I want to know how you get them on the freeway to get them to commit to building a business. This is a new method I haven't heard of before.
I don't know. I was expecting Mary Lou to help me through this. She's going to make the presentations tomorrow night for WIN and RIP.
I am?
Yes.
Okay.
You are.
Maybe we'll get them on roofs at 6 p.m.
Oh, I think you did mention that, Mary Lou, before. Okay, well, I guess I might hear you tomorrow night, Margaret.
Maybe. We'll see.
At 6 p.m., but maybe if you could also, maybe since he's in Tennessee, do one earlier, Mary Lou.
That's right. Yep.
So that might work better for her. I'll let you guys work that out. Thank you,
okay.
Margaret. Thank you for being such inspiration on our call.
Oh, thank you.
Always here and always working.
Yes, she is.
Are an inspiration. Hey, Dennis and Linda, my really good friends in Nevada.
We had to get off mute. We have two goldens at our feet, so they're the ones that you occasionally hear barking.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we were just laughing so hard with Margaret's comment about Mary Lou, and you guys are terrific. Margaret, you livened up this call. Anyway, of course we all had Thanksgiving, and Dennis and I we got a lot of company, and so they got to have Ciaga and the best water you can drink, and we were just working right through our three sets of company this week. And with that, we presented to two new people. Our goal was five, but we did two. Downline, we were only able to contact two downline out of 10. and our goal was 10, and we wanted to get one wellness consultant this week, and we didn't get any. Followership, we wanted 2, and we didn't get any. And our follow-up, we wanted to do 10, and we did 3. So, hey, it was Thanksgiving, and we had fun, and we celebrated the family pillar. The exciting things, Dennis is going to tell you about our leg in Spain, and Ruth, we need to talk about this with you also. So go ahead, Dan.
You'll remember Santi and Ruth Ayoso, stayed with.
Right.
Back in Spain.
Right.
And Santi joined us, and in talking with him this morning, he has about 12 people that... he's been doing a little differently. He's been giving them product at his price. And so what we're doing now with those, since they have experience with some of the products, particularly the green enzyme, which has helped him a great deal, we're going to be going through with him and those 12 to see, to get them to join, or they're going to be buying at retail level. So they've had the experience. Now you can step it up to see if they want to join and then be under him or be preferred customers.
We're really working to get his auto ship, which is consistent. It's about $500 a month, but we, you know, that's his and his 12 people. And we want to get his and Ruth's auto ship paid for with these other people. So, and then build his leg. So that was really exciting to hear that he had 13 people, because we cannot see that internationally on the Nikon website. We just knew it was
all buying for all of them.
What?
Especially when he's doing the buying for all of them.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And so that was exciting to get through that little hurdle. And the other exciting thing is even in Thanksgiving week, we heard... via email from one of our contacts in Cabo, and he's Cabo, Mexico. He is wanting to get products, get a wellness home, perhaps with his dad's help, and told us he'd be calling us in another couple of days. So that's really good. And then also heard from our Irvine contact, who definitely wants to build the business, but his sister died right before Thanksgiving. So, and he contacted us twice in that week with Thanksgiving and the death of his sister. So we feel really good about those two people. And that was our exciting thing. Let's see, our plan is to get on the Win calls and work on getting 3 people, just like Mary Lou, on each call. Looking at the downline that buy products themselves, and particularly some of our very good friends, really get them to give us some names, you know, leave with them, whatever. And our December goal is to have a silver. So we are also going to be working with the other two silvers that other two silver candidates and get them to do 3 people on a call also.
Awesome. Great. Great news about Sante and Ruta. Ruth?
Ruth.
The Ruth, yeah.
Ruth. And that is great. Wow, I'm excited about it. I think we've got to send you back to Mexico again.
I know.
You can get these people started, and that'll be about time for us all to go down there.
That sounds good.
We have a plan, don't we, Mary Lou?
Yeah. Can I go?
Okay, we'll be talking about that. Okay, let's go to Chicago and talk with Catherine and Michael.
Hi.
And their children.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, she's far away.
Well, Margaret made us feel better, though, because thank you. Relatively quiet week for us as well. A lot of people that we were trying to get even to our Tuesday night preview with our physical therapist friend, Dr. Calloway, ended up, everybody, something came up and they couldn't make it. So one of my downline, Dave Smith, and I went, and with nobody there, and Paul Cowley just said, well, let's just sit here for a couple hours and talk, and we'll do our own little training and talk about the challenges we're having. So actually, it turned out to be a wonderful evening for Dave and I. So that was actually a great thing. Also, that package for the recruiting.
We got a cookware set coming tomorrow.
You won a cookware set?
We won a cookware set.
Wow.
Oh, we're so excited.
Woo!
We really wanted it, and we don't have it, so it was really exciting to know that we have that. It arrives tomorrow, so we're real excited to get it.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then we actually had a great day today. And today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, a friend of ours had put together like a small vendor booth at a building in downtown Chicago. In like one of the concourses with all the food courts and things like that. Went there today and, you know, just brought a handful of items to display, and we actually had more interest than we anticipated. So it was, we're going to be there. We had ended up probably with like seven or eight good contacts today, and some people that are coming back to talk to us tomorrow. But we thought about today is we should have brought the laptop and just put the win and rip up, because I received the CDs with the PowerPoint, just put them on auto, playing the presentation. So I'm going to bring that tomorrow, because then people just standing there can watch it.
Good idea. So, can you get a little closer to the phone, Michael? You're far, far away.
I'm sorry, can you hear me better?
Oh, a lot better.
I'm so sorry. It is speakerphone, but Captain wants to hear, and then I have to relay, and it's no pain. Anyway, tomorrow we're going to take the laptop with us with the CD, the PowerPoint of your win and rip presentations, and just put them on a revolving, by the stuff, so people can actually just watch them when they're standing there with us as we're telling them what we do.
Awesome.
So it was a great day, and actually I had a really good conversation with somebody tonight we followed up with, and it's been a little bit slower for us these last few weeks, but I certainly feel that the foundation is there for us to have more and more people start to enroll and get going here. We're definitely shooting to have at least one spillover by the end of December, and we're trying to get as much movement and activity this week as we possibly can before the end of the month.
Okay, one spillover by the end of December. Okay. And you've got two more days at the booth.
Yes.
You just never know how fast this business can turn around, especially when they start doing the smaller thing and get all these people on these calls. They can take off, and if we can get them excited about bringing in their friends and the people that they know, especially people who need the osteodense and the lactoferrin. And
interesting about the osteodense today. These two women were kind of looking at the other vendors, and then she came, what are you doing? And I was explaining. She goes, oh, well, we work with Fitness Magazine, so we know a little bit about wellness, and kind of shut me off a little bit. And I'm like, oh, that's great. I go, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, but you have to see this. And I brought over the osteodent, and I was explaining what it does to them, and they're like, really? Can we take this brochure? Because I had a few of the brochures. I was having a difficult time parting with them because I only had a handful of them, but I gave them one. They were, we need to look into this. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Did you tell them about Dr. Nighy's background?
I did. I pointed out him on the back and what he's all about. And he's like, this is really interesting. And they took it in my card and asked me if I was going to be there tomorrow or the next day because they made it back and see me. So I thought that was good.
Yeah, that was good. All right.
So it was a good day, and we're hoping for a couple more good ones so we can at least have a bang up end of the month. But we're believers in what you're saying, and I know Dennis has told me multiple times, he was, Mike, you just never know. You never know who it's going to be or when it's going to happen. It's just going to turn and just take off for you. So we're patiently
waiting and doing whatever we can to make that happen.
Okay, get those people on those calls.
That's right. Thank you for doing those.
Yeah,
we appreciate
that's what
we
challenge you for. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And unmute so Catherine can hear.
I will. I'm going to put you back on speaker. Bye.
All right, great. Okay. Let's go to Washington to Lainey Cobb.
I had you on speakerphone too. Am I too loud?
No, you're just fine. I just was wondering what that noise was explained past. Somebody running the water? Okay.
Okay. I've had an exciting week, Thanksgiving, so I took 4 days off. But in the meantime, during that 4 days that I took off, I met a new lady out of my bridal shop who I thought was not going to be interested in wellness, and she turned around to be very interested in wellness and has called me 3 times. I've progressed her through looking in the computer at first look, and she called me to find out why it didn't work because she was trying to put L in. And then she called me back and said, this sounds real interesting. And then I just got a call from her tonight before the call, and she said, I've got 3 more people that looked at that, and they're really interested. And I've been listening to personal testimonials from the Austin 2004. I just kept giving her information. She said, when can we get together? So, we've got 3 people. And all she's seen is First Look and the Wellness Home DVD that I gave to her to look at home, and she's gone proactive. So they want to know how to make money, so the RIP is the next presentation, I think.
Awesome.
So I've scheduled 3 people to see the RIP. I'm waiting for another callback to fit it in, to plug it into what you have already scheduled. So, exciting, and plus, my new bracelet came from the retailing award, and my husband looked at it and promptly took it. So I have to get another one. So I have to win another one. Now that's the first. My husband was pretty negative about this at the beginning, but he's turned around.
Don't
so,
that'll turn him around.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The goal for next week is to sponsor. I also am still working with Tammy, who brought a guest to my wellness home. She's got no computer, so she's had to do everything on paper. Well, what can I get in the wellness home, and what can I get here? So we've been working back and forth, and she has the guest that came wants to sign up too. So this week my goal is to get Tammy and her leg started, and she's also got. Or it's actually Michelle, not Tammy. It's Michelle. And her leg started, and she has other people that she's already talked to out of her latte stand. So if I can commit that to a leg, that will be my goal for this week.
Awesome.
And
that would be good.
3 auto ships this week to finish out the month, and I'm going to go for that retailing award, maybe the sponsoring award, because it sounds really good to get a set of cookware or an air system.
Awesome.
And then, so I may have 2 new legs, and my goal is to be gold by December. I also have a gal in Austin that's working with the time schedule, doing a presentation with the RIP presentation with her people. So I'm scheduling 8 people for the RIP this week. I've got 3 already on the books, and I'm looking for 5 more.
Okay, 8 people on the calls. Way to go, Amy.
Thanks.
How many people do you have to sponsor to win the sponsoring award? I've forgotten about that. 6.
And
is, and a quarter, right?
Isn't it 3 seniors, though? And one of them has to have a senior?
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
3 seniors and 1 second place.
Yeah. Right. Oh, so that's easy. I'll just draw that out. Well, I can have that maybe by the end of November.
Then it's a sure thing you get the choice of the pots and pans. If on the 6th, I think you're in a drawing, right, Mike?
That's correct.
But the other way you get it, it's a sure thing.
Correct.
That's right. Good job.
Okay.
Hey, good.
But 3's easy. Let's do it.
You see why I need people. I only ask questions. I don't have any information. I have details. Details? Well, I'll give you a few details on those presentations. I was really putting my nose to the grindstone there. Okay, let's go to Florida. Jerry Hickson.
Hello.
Getting kind of late down there.
Yes, it is.
Sorry about that. I'm going to move you further to the top here before you fall
asleep. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I love listening to everybody. And, yeah, it's good. And I thought it was going to be kind of a slow week, too, with all the holidays. I made a lot of contacts, and now I've got a lot of following up. But I also signed up a new wellness consultant, actually, just today, which is under my daughter, the second level. But she's real interested in doing the business and is wanting to take me down to South Florida, where all her family's from, not next week, but the week after next. So we're getting that all scheduled to do a 21 Club and really jump into it.
Wow.
I'm excited about that. And did a couple of the presentations with getting people on the win. One of them I actually sat down because I printed it out in a notebook and did it with one of my downline out on a park bench in downtown Melbourne to explain it to her. I just took advantage of the time when I saw her and got it out of my car and just sat there and went straight through it. So that was, it was really helpful.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad that's working so well for people. On the park bench.
Yeah. I was excited about it.
Wherever you are.
I know. I've been excited about the schedule, too, just to be able to get plugged in with all those times. And you were worried about the East Coast. But then, you know, it's not too bad. Like, tomorrow's is 3 o'clock in the afternoon for us.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day, it's 1 o'clock.
Did you see Mary Lou's doing one at 5:30 Pacific on Thursday evening? So that's 8:30 for you.
Yeah, that's a real good time.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking of.
Mm-hmm. I've got them all written down, translated it into the right times. Send an email out to all my downline to tell them what the East Coast times are, and got them in my book. So working on getting it all. I am kind of curious how people are getting three or more people on that call. Are they just calling and giving them the phone number and letting them call in? I find it's kind of easier when I three-way people in and they actually listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that way, when you hang up, you can talk to them. And so whatever works, it's just whatever happens is going to be the way it goes. And I like doing one at a time and being able to talk with them. But if you've got some downline, you can have them all call in on the conference line. Mm-hmm. And then know, they are going to know that you're going to talk after that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could, if downline, I wouldn't have any calls. I was thinking like a prospect or something to get them on with, you know, like when she was talking about getting at least three people on each call, and I was thinking, how's she going to do that?
Well, the prospect, Jerry, I'm going to, the prospects I'll definitely three-way in myself, but the distributors, they can call.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've been working on trying to get them to call in, too.
Okay, so some of my distributors, I think, are just about like prospects, so.
Yeah, that was with Earl that called in this week. He was, you know, he's a new senior, but, you know, to know about all that, the nutritional, that was all a lot of good new information for him.
Good. Okay. What do you have planned for November?
Oh, November or
End of November.
Next week. Yeah, I actually have an open house tomorrow at my house and also another one on Sunday afternoon, and then the rest of the week I've got goals just to do some follow-ups and get people on these calls is kind of what I've got for the end of this week, and because December we're going to get Lisa to go silver, which is this new person that just signed up today.
All right.
That's the plan. and then I'll be gold, and I'll be happy.
Yeah. You know, at the end of an RRIP now, I have a Rusta Silver Slide, and it's not on Blue Ribbon yet. It might be on ybhurton.biz. But that last slide tells about, okay, Megan, you want to find six seniors so that you get the travel voucher. So if you do six starter packs, that gets you to 24,000.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're also encouraging everybody is, as you're presenting, you're going to find people who are just going to want to get to the products. And so we want our big goal to be that you have a goal to have $2,000 in auto ship, whether they're going to make platinum or they're just going to be product users, that you have them on an average of $200 and get those people on there so that you're always earning your money.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have income coming in. And getting the people the starter packs as well, getting them to get their starter packs in their first 2 months is really a critical factor, because then they get the jump up in level so that they're going to have bigger bonuses. And what we're about is helping these people to get to the income-producing stage of DCAN. And then once they're there is to keep increasing that income. That's what, and we can do that, of course, by helping people. We get three people through a call, and then each of those get three people through the call. That takes some follow-up with those people that we get on the calls, and helping them to just make a list of their people and then get them on the call. And it is, I think, very much easier to get the people to get on a call than it is to have them drive across town, or you drive across town and all that. And then you can go from there. Okay, do we have any other silvers that have joined us during the call, or at the beginning, I didn't hear you, and would like to come on and tell us what's exciting in your business and your life?
Hello.
Well, good. We have a bunch of people on here. So did somebody say something while I was listening to find out how many people?
No, I thought I lost you guys.
Okay. So we're still here, and we having a great time in visiting with all of you and hearing the things that you're doing. And I know you all have busy lives, and hear these things that are happening, and the excitement we have about having a presentation that everybody can do and duplicate. I just can't really figure out why we didn't come up with this earlier. But when it's time, I guess, and that's when it came. So if anybody has anything to ask of each other or of us, now's the time.
Yep. Ruth, can you tell us a little bit about your Saturday call?
Call.
Ruth.
Saturday, Mary Lou and Ruth. I'm Mary Lou, but we're not starting at breakfast now until 10.
Good.
The 8:30 one, we will. I'm actually thinking of doing that with a recording. We have a big line for Saturday, 8:30 a.m. I have a big line, the 62862, and so that will be a good one to get people into. But I'm thinking about having Mary Dean helping with that, and getting another new recording. We've added quite a few things since that first recording, and emphasis, much more of an emphasis, I think, on Dr. Naidu, and more information about the necessity of osteodense, quite a few testimonies, maybe get a few more testimonies on there, and then have a quick RRIP at the end, talking to people about getting the three people in there, and see if we can do another recording. What do you think about
that? So that Saturday call is a recorded call?
No, she wants to get it recorded.
It usually will probably be.
And that's after Vance's call, right?
Yes, it is. It's at 8:30 a.m.
Okay.
It's on the same line.
Okay.
Okay. Then at 9:30, we're doing a call for helping people to break silver, particularly in December. But what it essentially is going to be is a P1 call, coach call.
Okay, an action call. But that is 6 days after the P1 call, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're running behind them.
Okay, and do you have your nine people on that call, or do you have any rooms?
I have some rooms.
Okay, because they have a person that wants to get on there.
All right, let's take them on there. And, okay, and glad to have some leaders on there with me. Okay, you guys, it's awesome to visit with you. I'm about called out. And so you guys have a great week. It's the last week of the month. More business is done in the last week than the whole rest of the month usually put together. We're always planting and weeding and watering and fertilizing all through the month. And in the last week, it's harvest time. So let's do it. Get those people up to some income levels. Look and see if they have some volume and encourage them to get to the next level. That's what we've always done, and it's an important thing to do that last week of the month. So, and then get them lined up for December. Really important to line up December already, because it's harder to line up December.
In December.
I don't know how I should say that. Certainly that's when we built our business. When you're as excited as we are, you can line them up. Get them on the call. It will be easier. Okay.
Well,
guys are awesome.
The other thing, Ruth, is that, you know, we've been talking, too, about, you know, the people that are going to invest in their business. They're looking for tax advantages before the end of the year, too. So I think December can be an incredible month, and I'm glad you and Dennis started in December. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that.
It really makes a good reason for why people start in December and know it's one of the best business-building months around. Mary Lou, I just about forgot. I did forget about the tax deduction. A lot of people will buy the whole wellness zone because they want the big tax deduction at the end of the year. So be sure and present that part. Okay? Have a great evening. Thanks for being on the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Mary Lou.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.